You just entered Snippet Land. Welcome home. Hello, gals, and welcome to Sobriety Snippets for Ambitious 40-plus Women. Helping you quit drinking with confidence, build unshakable self-trust, and lead a life that turns heads in business, health, and beyond. I'm Becca Jacobson, and I got a snippet for you. But first, if you're new around here, welcome home! This is Snippet Land. It's not just a podcast, it's an ecosystem, and it's where we do things different. That's right, we do things different around here. Everything we do is aimed strategically to help you, the ambitious woman, building her life, not necessarily building it. You're over 40, it's probably built, but how's it going? Here, we learn how to do it without alcohol, but more than that, it's so much more than that. And that's what I'm going to talk about today, because I just had an experience yesterday that really highlighted the joy that we can get in sobriety. Check this out, gals. I am nearing the end of my 7th year of sobriety, and I am having, I'm having insights, I'm having revelations that are blowing my mind. I am growing in ways that I can't even believe. I'm sort of astonished at what's going on in my life. Let me back up, start over, and I just really want you to get this today, because this is what I want for you. And I'm here to tell you it has nothing to do with the alcohol. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. Of course, we got to give up the alcohol. They'll never get started without it, without giving it up. But if you're thinking that a few months of sobriety or even 1 year of sobriety is the end point, is the goal, oh my gosh, no. There is so much growth and so much joy in the growth ahead if you take the path of growth. And this path of growth that I've taken, I didn't know about it. I point my eyeballs heavenward in gratitude every day that I've gotten where I have today, that the people that have come into my life, the pathways that have come into my life, the journey that I've been on in the last 7 years showed up for me. And let me tell you something, it has not been smooth and it has not been a straight line. It's been messy, it's been difficult, it's been disheartening at times. At times I thought I had failed, not only in sobriety, but in later years in building a business for you, in the early podcast years, again, like, oh my God, is this even working? What the hell am I doing? If you're a woman with a career or a business, you know that getting there is not a straight line. You know that there's difficulties along the way. I have a story for you, but before I get there, I want to share with you a quote that I saw today. It is so perfect for what I wanted to talk about, and this is the synchronicity that keeps showing up in my life, that I think to myself, I'm going to tell this story to the gals. I'm going to turn on that microphone. But before I do, this quote shows up. And here it is. Messy success is better than perfect mediocrity. Listen, gals, getting sober is messy. As you already know, success is messy. It's not a straight line. There's no clean, smooth pathway, but we get there. And here's what happens when we go forward in faith with determination and saying to ourselves, no matter what happens, I will never, ever give up. I have a plan. I have a goal. I have a vision. And no matter what happens, no matter how many times I fall down, I will never, never stop trying. So here's what happened. The last few days, I've been waking up giddy. It's an internal giddiness. Remember those nights we drank too much and called it fun? We'd laugh, feel giddy, then wake up with regret, replay in the mess we made. Sobriety brings a new kind of high. Not frantic or foolish, but sacred. You wake up with that same giddiness, only this time it's joy. Joy that comes from being free, from being you, from being connected to the self you lost in the fog. And the best part? You don't crash after. You rise. And that's what's waiting for you on the other side. And yes, it's even better than it sounds. I'm still functioning normally, but I'm so happy inside that it's kind of bizarre. I'm like, what the hell is going on? I'll be honest with you. You know what it reminds me of? My mother raised me and my brother and sister, a single woman, and she had undiagnosed bipolar disorder. And back then they called it manic depressive. And she was on no medication. It was untreated. And what that meant was she had her manic episodes and her depressed episodes. And when she was manic, she was so over the moon, right? So joyful, so happy, so enthusiastic, so energetic. And she would get us involved in all her little plans. And then she would crash and go into this massive depression, hide in her bedroom, lock the door, and no one was allowed to make any noise in the house. It was horrible. It was a very difficult way to be raised. But my joy these days is similar to her manic, except, first of all, it's stable. And second of all, it's an internal joy, and it's not me running around looking like a crazy person. Sorry, Mom, didn't mean to call you crazy, but hey, we got to call things as we see them. Listen, gals, this joy has been bubbling up for me, and my life is going on normally, and it seems like no matter what happens, I'm still feeling this deep, deep happiness. That's what I really want to say today. And so here's the story. Here's what happened. Yesterday, I had my first car accident in my whole life, and it wasn't much of an accident. It was a parking lot. I hit a woman's car in the parking lot. She wasn't even in it. It was parked. Like, how embarrassing, right? I'm 59. I've been driving since I was 16. It's the first time my vehicle has ever made a contact with anything in all those years. And I heard the crunch of her fender. I was going about 1 mile an hour. Literally, I had just, you know, it was minor, minor, minor. But come on, it was embarrassing. Everybody in the parking lot staring at me, and I had to get out and stand there, wait for this woman to come out of the store. I didn't know whose car it was. And I knew, well, sooner or later, somebody's going to walk up to this vehicle and see the crumpled fender. And I'm going to, you know, and I was just dreading the whole thing. But as I'm standing there, as it's happening, sure enough, she arrives. She's an elderly woman in her mid to late 70s. And of course, she's upset. Of course, she's stressed, blah, blah, blah. We got to go through the whole thing. And through it all, I was feeling this joy inside, this deep sense of happiness and sense of well-being. Like, I wasn't even thinking the usual thought, like, oh, I wonder what the lesson is here. Because I teach, as you know, if you've been around for any length of time, that life happens for us and not to us. And so I didn't even ask the question, what am I supposed to learn from this? I just knew. And I also just felt so happy that I just stood there and just kind of let the thing play itself out, which of course it did. It took an hour and a half for me to get out of that parking lot because I didn't want to leave and leave her there. The woman was stressed and she was supposed to be picking up her grandchildren. I offered to drive her, and eventually we convinced her that it was safe to drive her car home. She was afraid to drive it, and it was perfectly drivable. And there I am experiencing this deep sense of joy, just sitting there and knowing this is just what it is. This is just part of, this is nothing. It's a blip. It's less than a blip. It's nothing, meaningless. So how do we get this joy that is stable and sane and lasting over time, and that lasts no matter what's going on in our external world? Because I'm here to tell you, gals, I do not have a perfect life. Here's how we get it. We first, what do? Somebody, please, show of hands. I know somebody knows. Yes, of course you know. I can see you all. I can see the look on your face saying, you know that the first step is, of course, we have to stop drinking. And then we begin. That's what we do. We begin. And what do we begin? We begin the growth that we've been stunting through alcohol. And it's, the journey is not what you think it is. The journey is not what I thought it was. I thought, well, you know, I'm going to learn some patience, and I'm going to get healthier, and I'm going to be good or whatever I'm going to be. I just expected to be kind of normal, really. I thought I'm just going to be one of those normal people that doesn't need alcohol. It's not like that at all. That is not what I teach. I teach never-ending growth, but in a way that is not a struggle or a strain. I don't wake up in the morning and go, oh dear, I better do my routine so I can grow today. Everything I do from joy and desire to do it. I don't even have a quote-unquote routine. I get up in the morning, I spend the first anywhere from 1 to 2 hours alone doing my quote-unquote routine, but it's not a routine because what I do is different every day. Some days it's meditation, some days journaling, some days yoga, some days I listen to a recording, whatever it is. I'm spending that time alone, growing, learning. Now, at first, that type of routine feels like a real effort. It's like, okay, I'm going to meditate 3 times a week. That's what I've committed to. And what made me think of that is one of the women in my group coaching. She's decided that I asked all the gals in my group coaching to make a commitment for June. What are you committed to doing in June that will help you grow? And one of them said she wants to meditate in the morning 3 times a week. And she's doing it and she's getting the accountability from the group. And I know that it's an effort for her. I mean, of course it's an effort. But here's what I want you to know. You hit a point, you get to a point where it's no longer an effort. You crave it. Whatever makes you feel good, you start craving the growth and you naturally just move through your day doing what helps you grow. Now, this joy that I'm experiencing is completely unexpected. And that is why I've decided, and although it's getting deeper and better every day, recently, a few years ago, I was feeling so good that is why I created this ecosystem, this snippet land, because I wanted to share how to grow with women like you. But here's what I'm discovering as we're doing it together. I'm discovering that there's more than I thought there was. It's deeper than I thought it was. There's more I can share with you than I thought I had. It's deeper, better, more fulfilling, this life that we can have. And as I go and grow, I create systems for you and I create experiences for you to help you follow along and get the joy yourself. So everything that happens to me is an inspiration for Snippet Land. Like, well, how can I use this? How can I share this with my gals? And so I'll go in, I'll create a video, or I'll create an audio recording. I'll create a masterclass that I hold for you live. I create, I put it out there, I invite you in, you come in and you start your own experience. So all I can say is I'm really, really glad that I feel the growth, my own personal growth, because that means I'm still qualified to help you. The day I show up here and say, gals, I'm now the guru and I have arrived. You can now look to me for all the answers because I've reached the pinnacle and I'm up here on the mountaintop. Come to the mountain and worship at the snippet shrine. The day I say that is the day we turn off the microphone. The growth is exciting. There's so much more in store for me, which means there's so much more in store for you. And all I want you to do is start. You just got to start. You just got to say, I'm going to put down this bottle and find out what the hell this chick's talking about. Like, what the hell is she talking about? And I also want you to know that I know you've experienced what it feels like to get to work out or get healthy. You've done yoga. You've probably done some meditation. You've done that. But if you're still drinking, you have not experienced this because it takes longer than a few months alcohol-free to feel like this. It takes much longer for this to become joyous instead of an effort. So for those of you in your first year of sobriety, keep going, my dears. Don't get complacent. Please don't even begin to think that you've reached some place where, okay, I'm sober now. I got the thing. I'm good to go. No. And this is a beautiful segue, an absolutely beautiful segue into what we are starting in July here in Snippet Land. Ready? Starting in July, we are going to do the snippets 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And on those 3 days, I am going to be supporting you to give up alcohol and start your sobriety. But there's more. I'm going to be publishing a Saturday snippet that is geared exclusively to those of you who've already quit drinking and are in your first year of sobriety, or even your second. I'm in seventh year here, and I'm having new inspirations all the time. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you're going to get a sobriety snippet to help you stop drinking. And on Saturdays, for those of you who have some time, who haven't had a drink in a while, it's going to be exclusively focused on that, on helping you continue your growth and be careful not to get complacent, because that's what can happen. Sobriety is tricky in the first year, especially. Alcohol is not gone. That voice is not dead. It is sleeping. And that's why we need that first year, especially. We need guidance. So that's what Saturdays are going to be for, starting in July. I'll be talking more about it as we go along over the next week, but we have some interesting changes coming up in July. And by the way, gals, for those of you who are paying attention, today is Monday, and you may notice not a book study happening. We are doing another book study, but not until August. So stick around for that. I'll be announcing the book in July, and July is going to be amazing. We're going to change the rhythm around here, go deeper on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday instead of so light for 5 days a week. And on Saturdays, I'm going to be helping those of you who are already sober. But let me tell you something right now. Every snippet is valuable, no matter where you are on this journey, because I rarely talk about how to stop drinking. I'm always talking about how to grow, right? It's about how to grow. I'm not just helping you quit drinking. I'm helping you come home to who you are. And part of your home is right here in Snippet Land. Welcome home. And if anything I've said today has excited you, and it should, because hello, we're talking about your life here, I just want you to know I have created a 5-day reset. This is 5 videos over 5 days, free, private, delivered to your inbox, and it's designed for the foundation. And it'll help you finally start shifting your relationship with alcohol without pressure or perfection. Just real support from me, one step at a time. You'll get 5 deep reflections to help you reconnect, and along with them, each day, a little journaling prompt to get you moving forward. You can grab it right now. The link's in the show notes. Let this be the moment you stop starting over. And welcome back home, my dears. Thanks for popping in. Be sure to come back tomorrow so we can keep your head on straight. Sending you buckets of love.